Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. It's nice to see you again. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
Ah, Kay, look at that beautiful girl over there. Oh, hey, beautiful. Come over and talk to me a little bit.
Hey, Joe, that's not nice. Catcalling is not good. 皆さんこんにちは。今日のテーマは catcalling です。
Yeah, very important topic.
Yes, it is very important, especially for women. これは日本語で無理やり訳すとナンパとかっていう意味になると思うんですけど、ナンパは女の子に声をかけて一緒にご飯食べに行ったりデートしたがることですよね。でも、キャットコーリングの場合は、それだけではなくって、こう道でただ歩いてるだけの女の人に、Hey, beautiful! とか、なんかこう、口笛を吹いたりとか、特に目的もなくヤジを飛ばすみたいなことも含まれますね。Mm-hmm. So Joe, can you tell us a little bit more about catcalling? Like for example, in which countries is catcalling a big problem?
Okay, catcalling is a big problem in a lot of countries.
Right.
And some of them you can probably imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, Brazil and Kenya.
Kenya,
and
okay.
And Mexico.
Wow.
Mexico and India, really big problems.
Oh.
And in other countries is a problem too.
Uh-huh.
For example, Spain.
Okay.
And France.
Mm-hmm.
And Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And even some parts of the United States like that. And,
okay.
In a lot of countries,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is that recently, in the last 5 or 10 years, pretty many countries are making it illegal.
Oh, really? Wow.
That's right. For example, Belgium.
Belgium, ですね.
Right, in Portugal,
mm-hmm.
in France, it's basically illegal. And in Canada, it's basically illegal. And in a lot of United States states, too, especially in the north, catcalling is illegal.
Okay,
right?
That's nice. Uh-huh.
That's right.
So again, why is catcalling bad?
Okay, there's a very easy answer. Why is catcalling bad?
Mm-hmm.
Because it scares the
right,
women.
Right.
And it could lead to dangerous situations.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it could lead to dangerous situations for
mm-hmm.
the women.
で、今日のダイアログでは、そんなキャットコーリングに遭ってしまった女の子が、最初にちょっと怒っているところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Right, everybody try to repeat after the person speaking.
Hey, Sakura. You alright? You seem a little shook.
Oh, hi Kai.I'm okay. I just had the strangest experience on my way here. The man on the street kept shouting at me. I was so scared.
Huh? That's strange. What did they say to you?
I couldn't catch everything they said. Some words I didn't recognize.But they whistled at me and said something like, Hey, give us a smile.
Oh, that's just...
I think they used some really rude words about my body as well. It was so disgusting. I walked away as fast as I could.
But Sakura, that's just...Catcalling.
Cat what?
Catcalling. Some men like to call out compliments and whistle at you on the streets. It's not that bad. You can choose to take it as a compliment. It's totally normal.
Well, it shouldn't be.And I don't appreciate you condoning that kind of behavior.
But...
As a woman, this is really creepy. How would you feel if people on the streets suddenly started whistling at you and objectifying you?
Whoa. Okay. I'm sorry. I guess I wasn't really thinking...From your point of view, you're right. You shouldn't have to feel unsafe when you're just walking on the street. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. You understand now, right? Let's go.
They really do shout a lot.
Well, at least this time I'm not walking alone.
Wait, I know what to do. Hey, boys. Hi, handsome. You guys talking to me?
That sure quieted them down.
この男の人はすごくいい友達ですね。
Yes, 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 yes.
このちょっとゲイのふりをして友達を守ってあげるっていうね。Very nice.
That's right.
He's very nice.
That's right.
ではでは今日の最初の面白い表現に行ってみたいと思います。まず最初に男の子が、どうしたの？なんかすごいイライラしてる？と女の子に聞きます。この、shook っていうのは不愉快なとかイライラして震えてるっていうのを表す形容詞ですね。
Right. So in the beginning of the dialogue, she seems a little shook.
Shook.
Right. You can also say shaken.
Uh-huh.
I think younger people kind of say shook. I was, for example, I was really shook after the test, something like that. Mm-hmm. But older people tend to say shaken. I was really shaken because the test was so hard like that.
Okay.
So the language is changing a little bit. Both are good still today.
この文章では shook っていうのが不愉快なっていう形容詞で使われていますが、もともとは to shake という、動詞から来ているので、to shake, shook, shaken の言葉をいずれか使って不愉快ですっていう感情を表すこともできますね。
That's right.
で、女の子がなんでそんなに不愉快な感じに見えるかっていうと、この女の子は来る途中にキャットコーリングにあったんだっていうふうに言っています。でも、何を言われているのかは全部はわからなかったっていうふうに言ってます。この場合、この to catch っていうのは言葉を理解できなかった、聞き取れなかったっていうことを表しますね。
Yes, it's a pretty polite way to say that you do not understand something. For example, you can say, I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch what you said. That means I couldn't understand, right? And in the dialogue, the woman says she couldn't catch everything they said. Like that. She couldn't understand. Good word.
で、何言ってるかわからなかったけど、なんか口笛とかも吹かれたんだよねっていうふうに言ってます。To whistle で口笛を吹くという意味ですね。
Right. Kay, are you good at whistling?
Okay, let me try.
Okay. Oh,
okay,
very good,
Did I make it?
This is the first time Kay has ever whistled on our podcast.
Yes.
But she can do it tonight. Okay, good.
Yep. で、女の子は、しかもなんか私の体つきに対してもすごい失礼なことを言ってきたというふうに言ってます。Rude で失礼な、無礼なという意味です。
Right. Rude and the opposite, of course, is polite. Easy.
So don't be rude.
Mm-hmm.
でも本当に最悪だったというふうに言ってます。Could you explain a little bit more about this disgusting?
Right, in English you can say disgusting.
Disgusting.
Terrible, horrible, like that. For example, snakes are disgusting.
Okay.
Or natto, which is fermented beans, is disgusting.
For you.
That's right. Young people say this word a lot. That movie was disgusting. There was too much violence in it. Things like that. Everybody try to use it sometimes.
Yeah.これを女の子はもうひとしきり怒りながら言うんですけど、男の子はそのナンパしてきた、キャットコーリングしてきた男の子たちをちょっとかばって、いやでも、まあ男っていうのはたまに女性に対するこの賛美を叫びたくなる時があるんだよねっていうふうに言ってます。To call out compliments ってお世辞を声高に言うっていうことですね。
Right. To call out means to say in a loud voice. For example, my friend was on the other side of the room.He called out my name, like that. And here in this catcalling, the bad guys are calling out compliments, maybe.
Maybe,
right, but it's not really compliments, it's really catcalling, right?
だから、まあ、あなたの心の持ちようなんだから、もうこれはキャットコーリングとかじゃなくて、ヤジとかではなくて、もう褒め言葉として受け取ればいいじゃないっていうふうに言ってます。 to take it as ってこう物事を何々なんかいいものとして受け取るっていう意味ですね。
Right, for example, my boss said, you did pretty well here,、
mm-hmm.
and I took that as a compliment.、
Mm-hmm.
That means he didn't say it was great, but、mm-hmm. it was pretty good, so I considered that I did well. And to give another example of this, my boss said that it was terrible. Oh, and so I felt bad. I took it as an insult. I thought I was really bad like that,、
uh-huh.
okay? But actually, you know, if your boss says something is bad, you should take it as a learning experience.
Right. 確かに。ね、学びの機会だと思ってください。
Like that.
Mm-hmm. で、それに対して女の子は、いやもう、キャットコーリングをそんな風にもう多めに見てあげるなんてマジで理解できないっていうふうに言ってます。This appreciate means kind of、differently from to thank, right?
That's right. You know, often people can say, I appreciate your help, like、mm-hmm. that, right? That means I'm grateful, thankful, like that. But here, sometimes appreciate means you like something.、
Mm.
For example, I appreciate good art.
Ah, なるほど。
Like that. And here in the dialogue, the woman says that she doesn't appreciate him condoning this catcalling.
Condoning、right. で多めに見てあげる、容赦してあげるという意味ですね。
Right, it's kind of like approving. He is approving of the catcalling,、
mm-hmm.
but you shouldn't condone catcalling.
Right.
Like that.
で、なぜなら、まあ、だって女の子にとっては、これは本当に気味が悪いことなんだよ、恐ろしいことなんだよっていうふうに言ってます。Creepy で気味が悪いとか恐ろしいという意味ですね。
Right, creepy.What he said was creepy. I didn't like it at all. It also can mean kind of like scary. For example, a cemetery is creepy.
墓地は怖いよねってことですね。
Yes, like that.
で、考えてみて、もしもあなたが他の人に物みたいに扱われたらどう思うっていうふうに言っていますね。To objectify で、何々を物のように扱う、対象化するという意味です。
Right, you shouldn't objectify women like that. They're not objects, they're people, right?Yes, yes, yes.
And to that, what is he saying next?
He says, whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. これは、stop みたいな意味ですね。やめてやめて、もうやめてってことですね。
Yes, and you must say it like that. Whoa.
Whoa.
It's a very interesting word in that it comes from the cowboy days.
Okay.
When they're riding the horse,、
mm-hmm.
to say to the horse, stop,They say, whoa.
なるほど。
Like that.
You cannot say, 西部劇みたいな時代から来てるみたいな。
Yes, yes, yes. You cannot say, why or anything. You must say, whoa.
Whoa.
It means like, stop, stop.
Okay.
And so he's telling her to slow down or stop, something like that.
Uh-huh. で、もう男の子は、あ、もう分かった。本当に君の気持ち分かったよっていうふうに理解を示してくれます。で、この二人をこの後二人で連れ立って外に出ていくんですけど、また女の子がキャットコールに会ってしまいます。で、そしたら男の子が今日の最後の面白い表現を言ってくれます。わ、もう本当にあの人たち叫ぶね、と言ってます。They really do shout a lot って、本当に叫ぶねっていう意味なんですけど、この shout の前に do を入れることで、この後に来る動詞を、強調することができるんですね。
Right, you can put it before all verbs almost like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a good word that you're emphasizing. You know, people always say, I really like it. But you can say, for example, I do like it.、
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Or I do wanna go to the movie. Like that. So you're kind of emphasizing it.
Right.
Or I do study a lot, Mrs. Smith, but I don't understand the contents or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, like that. Try to use it in your English.
Yes, and with that, let's listen at natural speed.
And after this, we'll talk a little bit more about catcalling.
Hey, Sakura. You all right? You seem a little shook.
Oh, hi, Kai. I'm okay.I just had the strangest experience on my way here. The man on the streets kept shouting at me. I was so scared.
Huh? That's strange. What did they say to you?
I couldn't catch everything they said. Some words I didn't recognize. But they whistled at me and said something like, hey, give us a smile?
Oh, that's just...
I think they used some really rude words about my body as well. It was so disgusting. I walked away as fast as I could.
But Sakura, that's just catcalling.
Cat what?
Catcalling. Some men like to call out compliments and whistle at you on the streets. It's not that bad. You can choose to take it as a compliment. It's totally normal.
Well, it shouldn't be, and I don't appreciate you condoning that kind of behavior.
But...
As a woman, this is really creepy. How would you feel if people on the streets suddenly start whistling at you and objectifying you?
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. I guess I wasn't really thinking from your point of view. You're right. You shouldn't have to feel unsafe when you're just walking on the street. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. You understand now, right? Let's go.
Hey!
They really do shout a lot.
Well, at least this time, I'm not walking alone.
Wait, I know what to do. Hey, boys! Hi, handsome! You guys talking to me?
That sure quieted them down.
So, okay, what do you think about catcalling in Japan? Is it a big problem?
多分日本ではあんまり大きい問題としては捉えられてないんですけど I don't think it's regarded as a huge problem in Japan、okay. But、I am sure it's really scary for a lot of women So、uh-huh. I want all men to know it's a humiliation to、women、ね、Humiliation って侮辱っていう意味なんですけどもう本当に褒め言葉でも何でもないっていうのを分かってほしいですね
That's right. Especially in other countries, if you go near, especially like, for example, this is kind of stereotype, but near construction sites, you might hear about catcalling, something like that. But it's not good, right?
工事現場の近くとかでよく聞きますね。
Right.
ね、ぜひこの問題について英語でお友達とお話ししてみてください。
That's right. And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Take care.
Bye.